Hey, bestie, and welcome to the Living in Sunshine podcast. I'm your host, Maddie Fry, and around here, we are all about encouraging, inspiring, and giving you the tough love that you need to hear to get out there and live as your best self. Each and every Wednesday, you can expect to learn tangible tips to help you find your bigger purpose, be given simple action steps that you can take in order to make progress toward your biggest dreams, and hear how you can purposely pursue joy on the daily. So sit down, grab your favorite drink, and let's have a girl chat. This is the Living in Sunshine podcast. Good morning, and welcome back to the Living in Sunshine podcast, my friend. I am again so grateful that you are here tuning in for a brand new episode. This week, we are going to be talking about tactical, tangible, easy peasy things that you can do this month in order to increase your levels of joy. Now, this episode is specifically for my joy seekers. And if you're like, what the heck is a joy seeker? That means that you haven't taken our Living in Sunshine personality quiz, which I'm wondering why. I will link this survey down below in the show notes, or you can head over to livingthesunshine.com/survey and take it right now as you listen to the show. This 10-question personality quiz is going to help you determine and find out which of the four personalities you are, which one of them obviously is a joy seeker. We also have dream chasers, purpose pursuers, and happy hustlers. And while this episode is and makes me think of our joy seekers, it's also relevant to anyone wanting to feel more joyful. So as you listen today, I want you to take note of these three things and look at your schedule and see when you can start to do them. Okay. Like I said, they are easy peasy things that you can do. Literally the first two you can do like after you listen to this episode, and you will be able to hopefully feel more joyful after you do. So these three things are things that I personally do. If not every day, then definitely every week. And these are things that I personally find a lot of joy in doing. But of course, like anything that I share on this show, you can take it, bake it, and make it your own. Obviously, this is not a prescription. It's not a one size fits all. But these three things are three things that I am personally finding a lot of joy in doing. And I wanted to share them with you as my online best friend to help you feel more joy as well in your life, because I feel like we all just need a little boost of joy every now and then. And so I want you to try these things in March and let me know how they go. So thing number one that I have really been loving in the beginning of the new year is actually incorporating more journaling and more written gratitude practice than I've done in the past. So if you are new to the show, you probably don't know this. And if you aren't new, you do know this. I have been an avid gratitude practicer for the last several years. It has really changed how I interact with my day to day, how I regulate my emotions. And I really truly believe that my gratitude practice is why I have the energy and the mindset and the joy that I do. But something that I've been wanting to fold into that practice is a journaling practice. I am here to share why journaling has been bringing me joy and encouraging you to do the same thing. If you were like I was thinking, oh, I really want to try that. Oh, I really should do that. Oh, I really want to try to like work that into my morning routine. Here's why you should work it into your morning routine. So for context, I actually did a 30-day journaling challenge hosted by The Homebodies on Instagram. The Homebodies is a brand and business connected to Jules Akery. I think that's how you say her last name. She used to be Ohm in the City on Instagram, but now she's just at Jules Akery. I'll link her stuff down below in the show notes for you guys. But The Homebodies is her kind of online productivity, intentional living brand. And they did a 30-day journaling practice in January of 2024. And I did it, and I didn't do it perfectly. I'm just going to say that. I did not journal all 30 days. But on the days that I did journal, I really felt the impact of it. I felt more grounded in my day. It kind of gave me a few minutes to clear out the junk in my brain and really set a purpose for my day. And I'm actually considering at the point of recording this episode, purchasing her journal, her digital journal, because I personally like to write on my iPad when it comes to journaling. I understand that some people like paper pencil, but incorporating this journaling practice alongside of my already standing gratitude practice has really helped me to root myself in a really purposeful place in the morning. I personally like to journal right before I start my workday. It's actually the last thing that I do in my morning routine before I dive into work. And I really like it because, like I said, it helps me to kind of clear out the clutter in my brain. It helps me to connect with myself a little bit more and feel more gratitude and joy as I start my day. And the other thing that I really enjoy about it, and this is why I'm considering buying her like full journal that she sells. Right now I'm using like a freebie from her. I'll link it all down in the show notes for you. Is because when I go back to read, or like I go back to a separate page, I can read what I wrote either a week before or a couple days before. And it's just this like feeling of goodness that I can't really describe, that feels really nice to kind of like be like, oh, I remember when that version of me wrote that or experienced that or was feeling that. And it's just a cool experience to have and to go through. And I want that for you too so bad. So journaling and still continuing to practice gratitude is the first thing that I want you to try out this month in order to increase your levels of joy. The second thing that I want to encourage you to do this month, and those of you who live in like the Midwest or the Northeast or even like the Upper West Coast, think like Washington, Oregon area, are probably not going to love me very much for suggesting this because it's probably freaking cold where you live. But I want to encourage you to get outside. This is something I'm also putting in this episode so that way when I come back and listen to it, I remind myself to do this because this is something that I know brings me joy, but I also know that I have kind of gotten away from. But getting outside is the thing that I want to encourage you and me, I'm adding myself right now in this episode, to do more often. Feel the sun on your face. If it is warm enough, put your feet in the grass as it starts to get warmer. We're getting closer to spring. It does so much good for your mental clarity and helps you to have that moment of peace and connectedness to yourself, but also to nature. I think that we are so the furthest disconnected that we have been to nature than we've ever been as a society and as a human race. And like, this is not me trying to get on a soapbox at all, but we are so more digitally and online connected than ever before, but we are losing that sense of connectedness to the earth, which biologically we are deeply connected to, right? Historically, you know, humanistically, all of those things, we are deeply connected to earth and to the earth. And I feel like now we are the furthest away from that than we've ever been. And when we start to reconnect with our environment, with being outside, with the sun and air and water and all of those things, we start to feel a sense of peace that we have forgotten that we can feel, right? Our nervous system starts to slow down. If you are an anxious person like I am, your heart rate and your mind starts to slow down a little bit. And it is just this sense of calm that you only feel when you are outside. And there is so much joy that can come from that when you start to do that and you make it a practice. 5 minutes over lunch, 10 minutes in the morning when you walk your dog, 15 minutes over your 1 hour lunch break if you go and do laps in the parking lot or do laps around the building that you work in or whatever it is, right? But get outside and welcome in that sense of joy that it brings you, because whether you realize it or not, or you believe it or not, right? My husband is a self-proclaimed indoor kind of guy. He doesn't really like being outside very often. It does so much good for you. And that is a sense of peace and joy and connectedness that I want you to feel this month. Okay, and the last one is for all of my girlies who are about to go on spring break, or they need a little reset, or they're wanting to get out and about. But this is for my girlies who are wanting all of those things, but are also balling on a budget and cannot afford to like go on a trip right now. The third thing that I want you to do this month that is going to help you to increase your levels of joy is to explore your own city as if you are a tourist. Now, I have lived in some places, I'm not gonna lie, that the thought of doing this doesn't sound very fun. But it's something that now that I live where I live, which is in Charleston, South Carolina, in case you don't know, I do this every single weekend. Or if not every single weekend, at least every couple of weeks. And by doing this, I see so much more of where I live. I feel a deeper sense of gratitude and excitement for where I live, because when we get out of those habits and routines that I have talked about so many times before in the show, and we look to explore new places, and we go to a new coffee shop that might not be the one that's right down the road, but just opened up and looks really cute on Instagram, or we go to a dinner with a new friend that we just met through Facebook, or we walk around in a new part of our city that we've never been to before, it opens up our eyes to all of the opportunities and experiences that we always have at our fingertips. I think we so often forget the amount of opportunities that we have right within our own backyard, the amount of experiences that we can have as long as we are willing to go and find them. And getting out and kind of being a tourist in your own city allows you to reconnect with that community. And if you know me, you know that I am the biggest advocate for community and connection. And as someone who has been really leaning into this locally for the last year since I've moved to Charleston, it feels really good. I love where I live because I am constantly within the space that I live. I am always going downtown, going to different parts of the city, going to different parts of the area that we live in. And I feel deeply connected to this space. And it just makes me wonder if I had adapted this ideology, this belief, this willingness to get outside of my comfort zone in the previous places that I have left, would I feel the same way? Would I have felt more connected, more energized, more joyful in those spaces, right? I don't know because I never tried. And so whether you are someone who's living in a new city or you just moved somewhere for your husband's job, been there, done that multiple times, maybe you're living in the place that you grew up, be a tourist this month. Get on Instagram and find local businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, stores, retailers, whatever, that you can go and support, and go check out their places, right? Talk to the people who own or work at those places and connect with those people. When you do that, you form those connections, you reach out, you try to connect with those people, you will feel a natural sense of joy that you might have forgotten you could feel, right? Just like when we take time to reconnect with nature outside. Who can you connect with this month? What small business can you go and support this month by sitting there to do your work for the day or purchasing something really small from that boutique that just opened up downtown, right? Who can you meet and connect with, and what kind of sense of joy can you feel from that experience? So those are your three things that I want you to try this month in order to increase your levels of joy. Like I said, these are three things that I have tried and I am working to get back into. I would never ever tell you to do something that I haven't done myself. And I know that when you try these things out, you do these things, they will bring you joy. And if they don't, you can come and yell at me on Instagram. I will open my DMs up to that kind of criticism. If you try these things and they don't make you some level of happy or joy or connectedness, I want to hear about it. So this is your homework from me, okay? This month, in the month of March, I want you to try to either journal, to get outside more often, or to go to at least two or three new places you haven't been to in the city that you live in, and let me know how it goes. My hope for you is that they bring you a sense of joy and connectedness that you haven't felt in a while, and that you realize that there are so many small opportunities to feel joy every single day, because joy doesn't need to be complicated. It doesn't need to be this overblown, difficult thing to have. And I believe that we can all feel joy every single day with small, intentional steps. And I hope that these three steps are ones that you take to realize that what I'm saying is true. Until next week, my friend, I am sending you all the sunshine, good vibes, and I hope you make it a great day. Girlfriend, thank you so much for listening to today's new episode. If you loved it, please send it to a friend, share it on Instagram, and tag me so I can see, and consider leaving the show a rating or a review. Ratings and reviews are kind of like sharing or liking a post on Instagram, and they really help the show grow and reach new women just like you. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a new episode. And until next week, I am sending you all the sunshine, good vibes, and I hope you make it a great day.